Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And you know what? You're at the right place for all the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. Yes, we're going to have a little fun along the way, and a lot of holiday things we're going to be talking about, but we still have our homes, we still have a little maintenance to take care of, and we're going to tackle as many questions and emails as we possibly can. This hour, we're going to be talking about replacement windows. A lot of questions about replacement windows, and as it starts getting colder every year, people say, you know, maybe this is the year. We'll give you some things to consider on that. Also, we got a really cool backsplash idea. You actually can get this backsplash, have it installed, or install it yourself, very do-it-yourself friendly, before the holidays really get serious. Also, the importance of grouting, the sealing the grout in your shower, extremely important. Of course, my co-host is Joe Truini. Joe, you got a simple solution for us later on?
I do indeed, and it's how to wind string back onto a spool neatly, and more importantly, quickly. Because, you know, if you let out a lot of string and you have to hand wind it, not only does it take forever, but it's really easy for it to wind up falling off the spool, and then it gets tangled and you have to wind up cutting away. So anyway, it seems like this is indeed a simple solution, but it solves a problem that I think most people have.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, string is an amazing thing. The old mason string like that. I mean, how many times do you use it to straighten walls, to set forms for concrete, for just, you know, even if you're trimming the edge of a flower bed, stretching a string, putting a couple stakes there. You just can't go wrong. As you know, somebody told me one time, that string never lies.
So, you that's exactly right. You have to trust. You wonder how they got those pyramids so straight? Well, there you go. Was with a string. Yeah. It certainly wasn't with a laser level.
No doubt about it. Hey, we want to help you with any of the challenges you might be having as a homeowner, and you can reach out to us anytime. If you'd like to send us an email, we certainly appreciate getting them, and got some great ones this week. You can send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And you can also pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and call us on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. A lot of things happening. Joe, what about all your holiday preparations? Knowing you, you've probably had all of your stuff done before Halloween.
Well, I'm pretty prepared. Yes, I do try to get things done as quickly as possible because my wife's family's in New York City and my family's mostly here in Connecticut. And, you know, we try to obviously see everybody. And it's just, you know, as people get older and older and the kids start having kids, suddenly, you know, that it's hard to get everybody together, right? So so that's the challenge we're working on right now. My mother-in-law, who Danny has met, Ricky Johnson, is 98 years old and living on her own and doing great in New York City in the house that my wife grew up in and all her siblings. And so I'm sure we'll be visiting her in the city. And then, you know, we'll come back to Connecticut, and I think we're going to my sister's house Christmas Day after we open gifts here. But I know you're going to have some extra special guests in your house for the holiday season, and not just for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Is that right?
No. No, they've been here for 10 days.
Oh, they've already been there. Yeah, Danny had part of his family move in.
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's for a good reason. Chelsea, if you've seen Chelsea's Ranch Revival, it is an ongoing process of a 65-year-old home that she's renovating, you know, with the full family and so forth. But when you get to the hardwood floor refinishing, it's time to evacuate. She put her beautiful, beautiful kitchen. She almost completed, has the hardwood floor down. Perfect time to finish all of the hardwood throughout the house. Now, we're talking about a fully furnished, well-lived-in house with four kids. So she moved most of that out to a pod, and the guy's been working along on the floor there, having a couple little snags that's holding him back. Of course, I'm enjoying having him down here so much, I keep running by giving him $100 and say, go on and take off. Don't worry about working today.
Now, she's putting down So is he refinishing existing hardwood and new hardwood that they put down?
And the new hardwood, yeah. It's all so beautiful, it's and, three-quarter inch traditional oak flooring.
Beautiful, and, yeah. That's what I have in my house, you know, yeah.
Where they've sanded everything and it looks just awesome. And, yeah. You know, got a few challenges there because it's just like some of the questions that we get from time to time, Joe,
sure.
Where for some reason in one room, they right. installed a glued down vinyl, really thick, like old fashioned yeah. linoleum kind of a thing.
Right.
And the guy's having such a hard time in getting that glue up and getting it back down
sure.
to the floor.
Yeah.
I think today's going to tell that tale. But I'll tell you, speaking of hardwood floor, you know, I have hardwood floors throughout my house. I actually have not seen the floors in at least a week. Between
why is that?
Between clothes and shoes and toys and a little bit of it looks like Captain Crunch and a few other things spread around. I can barely see the floor. And of course, if you get up in the middle of the night, get up and go to the restroom or go get a drink of water or everything,
right.
you better be careful. There's yeah, landmines everywhere.
Yeah.
Twist your ankle and things like that. But you know, it is so cool to have them. When I was having them here, but I was driving up yesterday, and I thought, oh, it's going to be cool. All the kids are here. They're going to come running to me and everything. So I open the door. You know
right.
how you're tired in the afternoon. I walk in, and my little Lucy, who's about 2.5, 3 years old, come
right.
running out. You know, of course, my name's Pop Daddy to them. Pop Daddy, Pop Daddy. I go, yeah. She goes, you got to take out the garbage. Now get this garbage
oh
out.
God. That's what you need. Someone else telling you what to do.
And she walks right over and opens the door for the – it starts pointing at it. It's, you know, it's got to go. Oh, no, not you.
You should start assigning duties to some of these kids. They're old enough. I could see Mary Helen or Gus dragging out the trash for you. Of course, you don't know how much of it's going to make it to the trash can, so you might have to supervise that. But that's in fact, I had a question about the flooring. So you guys all have slabs, right? And
right.
On concrete. Now here in Connecticut, everything's built on a wood subfloor, so it's easy. They just nail down the hardwood flooring, tongue and groove hardwood flooring. You nail them down pneumatically with. They're actually cleats. There are these spikes that look like the number 7, and they drive those things in, and boy, they really bite. But on a slab, concrete slab, do they put down sleepers first? Are you gluing it down? How do you do that?
Well, Chelsea's house, of course, is up on piers, so it's a traditional.
Oh, okay, so it does have wood floor.
Yeah, it has
good.
The 3/4 inch
beautiful.
Wood subfloor that's running on a 45-degree angle, something like
yep.
a 1x6 or 1x8, something like that. So that's traditionally done. In a situation where you have a slab, the vast majority of them now, is glue down engineered flooring, so you know it looks just like hardwood. However, in some of the older houses that I have remodeled over the years, they do have the sleepers, and
right.
And actually back then what they would do, and I just found it so bizarre, is that they would actually call out a roofer
right.
with hot tar, spread
okay.
hot tar right on the slab, and then they would okay. place the sleepers into the hot tar.
Wow. Would that be enough to adhere it?
That would be enough to adhere it, I feel pretty sure, but they still came back and hand drove the old case hard nails
yeah,
into
sure.
it
cut nails,
to
yeah.
hold it. And then you put the flooring on top. Now, a more traditional way, still one that's somewhat not done very often, is you actually come in and you glue down 3/4 inch plywood. So you're gluing 3/4 inch plywood over the
yeah.
entire slab.
Wow.
Then you're nailing the 3/4 inch
yeah.
wood on top of it. So you're gaining 1.5 inches, which can cause problems in some situations if you don't plan ahead.
Right.
Plus, it's very expensive. I mean, gee whiz,
yeah.
you're putting
yeah,
plywood and you're
incredibly
so
expensive.
That,
yeah.
amongst other things, has really fueled that market for that pre-engineered, pre-finished
yeah.
wood because, I mean, they've got to get some patching done in there. They've got to sand it. They've
right,
got
yeah.
to clean it. They've got to put at least, you know, the stain on it, then at least 2, hopefully 3 coats of finish on top of that. So, hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope all of your holiday preparations are going well and it's a kind of a stress-free atmosphere around your house because it can get a little bit hectic. But sit back, relax, grab another cup of coffee, and get ready for the most current home improvement information you're going to hear anywhere.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers it all like the SoftSpa Electronic Bidet Toilet Seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini. We're so proud of all the wonderful stations all over the country that carry the Today's Homeowner Radio Show each and every week. Just like this one, KQEW 102.3 FM in Fordyce, Arkansas. Hello to everybody there in Arkansas, and certainly want to help you with any of the challenges that you might be having around your home. Send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Or pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-946-4420. Also, all of the callers that make it on the show today and throughout the month of December will receive a Collector's Edition 25th Anniversary Today's Homeowner hat. We'll be sending one to Brad Burns, who's in Ohio, who's on the line with us right now. Brad, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there.
My wife and I live in a house that was built in late 80s. And so the windows are original to the house, and they're not in very good shape. I hear a lot of people talk about using replacement windows that go inside the existing frame, but the frames on these windows are in pretty sad shape. We can see daylight around the sash of the windows. So wondering what we can do. We've got vinyl siding on the outside of the house. I'd like to put in just totally new windows. Do we cut that siding back to install the window and then put a trim around it? Or do we completely take the siding off? Not sure what to do there.
Actually, Brad, you shouldn't have to do any of that, especially if you have a window replacement company take care of everything. They'll come out and measure the overall opening that you have. Then they'll order the windows, get everything sitting there. Then they'll come in. If they do the right thing, they'll come in, cover things up really well, and they basically just take that entire window, the window frame, everything completely out and discard it. Then the new windows, which will be slightly different in that they don't have nailing flanges on them. What they're taking out probably will have a flange that was nailed on, whereas replacement windows generally are, you know, you screw it in from the inside part of the frame into the wood framing that you have on the house. So it's fairly, Okay. Well, they certainly make it easy. It's not an easy project, but they make it look so easy because they do it all of the time. But I don't think you'll have to touch your siding. And also, they should remedy any of the leaks that you have around. They should be putting some membrane material in there. They should be caulking it, sealing it, and you shouldn't have any gaps whatsoever that'll allow that air to get in. So I would get two or three good reputable guys in your area, let them come out and get some prices on that, and hopefully the price on it will be within reason for your budget and such.
One additional question. When I added on to the back of the house, my workshop area, I found that there was no house wrap underneath the vinyl siding either. Is that a concern that I should, if we're replacing windows, maybe we do need to take the siding off to put the house wrap on?
Whoa. I mean, it's always great to have the house wrap. It does serve a good purpose. And, you know, in older homes, a lot of times prior to them using house wrap, they would have just builder's felt, just black felt over it. But if you don't have anything at all, I still don't think it's worthwhile to take off all of the siding. You know, if you decide to, at some point where you want to take all of it and put something different on there, that would be the time to address it. But as it is, if the siding's in pretty good shape, I would replace those windows, get a good company that'll do it, and I think you'll see a big difference in the comfort level of your home.
Okay. Well, good. That makes the whole project a lot easier. Appreciate it.
And Brad, before we go, tell me how to pronounce that town that you live in Ohio.
It's Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta. All right. Yeah. Well,
hometown of Neil Armstrong.
Oh, that's great.
Is that right? Good.
Yeah.
Great American. Well, I wasn't quite sure, and I didn't want to butcher that the name of your town up and everything, but that sounds great. Well, Brad, best of luck on everything. Hope you have a great holiday season and a fantastic weekend.
You too. Appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you very much. You know, Joe, if you're thinking about a window that was put in 1985, you know, boy, those years go by very quickly. And you think about a 45-year-old window. Of course, there's windows that are much older than that. But there was a time in the United States where the vinyl windows were produced. A lot of vinyl windows were produced by just small regional companies. And not to say a small regional company doesn't deliver quality, but there was an inconsistency in vinyl windows back there. Kind of gave them a bad name. Much different now in the consistent qualities of the windows.
That's exactly right. When Brad first mentioned that these windows were installed in the late 80s, vinyl windows, that's the problem. Because the first generation or two of these windows were not great. And that's the issue. They're much, much better now. But yeah, he can certainly get them replaced. The two options are either sash replacement, where they leave the frame in place and they just replace the sash. Brad seemed to have a concern that the frames themselves are bad. So then you're right. The advice you gave him is they'll just come as replacement windows, pull out the sash and the frames, and they just slide these new frames with the sashes right in place, caulk it really well, and attach it from the inside.
I'll tell you what, when you see those guys removing windows sometimes, you might not want to hang around and watch that if it's your home, because it can pretty barbaric. I mean, I've seen them put thick drop cloths down out right outside on the ground, and then take that Sawzall, that reciprocating saw, and just loudly cut those things out and push the window right out into the yard, you know.
I love removing windows. I just did that recently. I get a lot of joy out of removing, because nothing better than pulling out an old window and pushing out an old window and putting in a new one. And I have old wooden windows that are just nailed to the front of the house. So I take out the sash, and then from the inside, I put a 2x4 block against the jamb, and I just pound on it with a sledgehammer, and it pops right out. Comes out in one piece. Yeah. But my wife doesn't watch me do any of that.
Yeah. You don't want people to supervise all of that. Hey, let's get us an email in here. We've got a lot of great emails. You can send us one right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Pennsylvania. Dennis asks, how do you cut laminate flooring to fit neatly around door jambs at an open doorway between two rooms? Well, Dennis, most of the time you're not really cutting the flooring, but you're cutting the bottom of the jamb where it hits the floor. Now, there's something called a jamb saw, which is a fantastic thing. If you've got a lot of, you know, doorways that you need to cut, I would certainly recommend going and renting one. If not, you can take a piece of the flooring and put it right on the subfloor that you're about to lay the floor on and put it right up against the jamb so that you get the exact height of the floor. Then you can use a good saw. It could be a reciprocating saw or a handsaw, and just cut that little bit off the bottom of that jamb so that the laminate flooring will slip under. You still want a little bit of leeway in there for it to expand and contract, but it's a nice, neat job to be able to slip that right under there instead of trying to notch around the doorstop and any of the other molding that you have there. Joe, you ever use one of those jamb saws for this purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right, a hand saw. And a jamb saw is essentially, it's like a circular saw, but the blade is turned 90 degrees, so you can slide it in there. It's kind of like a plunge action. But yeah, you can just use, I've always just used a hand saw. I don't own a jamb saw because I don't do it that often. And if it's a piece of flooring, if it's not a scrap piece of flooring, then turn it upside down because you don't want it to be, you know, get scratched, the surface to get scratched up. And if there's any kind of underlayment that goes under the floor, underflooring, put that in place as well, because you have to accommodate for that thickness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the thickness of the saw blade, the hand saw blade, is enough to give you clearance. It's only, you know, depending on the saw, it's probably less than an eighth of an inch, but that'll give you enough to slide it right in place. But you're right, trying to notch it around all those jams and stops and casings, you know, no, you just cut them all the way around, pull out the pieces, and put in the slide the flooring underneath.
And that's how the pros do it. And that's why when you're looking at a, you know, going through a cased opening like you're talking about there, Dennis, it's easy to you know, you really want to see those nice, clean edges along there. So hope that helps out. And again, if you'd like to send us an email, do it right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. You're listening to Danny Lifford along with Joe Truini and Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, people love tile backsplashes, but not everyone is a fan of the work and the mess that goes into installing some of these. Now, that's why the mixed finish marble mosaic tiles from MSI have a peel and stick backing. That means there's no grout or thinset required to install them, and that makes your job a lot easier, quicker, and less messy. In fact, it's so easy, you might even consider using them for other decorating ideas like accent walls or maybe some bookshelf inserts. It's a very easy, do-it-yourself dream come true because you can get the look you want with a lot less work, and you can do it yourself. Okay, that's the MSI La Crema Stack Interlocking Peel and Stick Marble Mosaic Tiles. I saw a video installation of these just the other day. Very, very impressive. You need to check it out at homedepot.com.
So it's no thinset and no grout either?
That's right. Yeah, and it's got quite some of the different styles there. They have, you know, nice stone texture look to it.
Sure.
And they interlock in such a way. It's really a cool look. It looks like you worked for days and days on this backsplash, and it only maybe takes just a few hours. So
I got to check that out. I installed real La Crema. It's Crema Marfil, M-A-R-F-I-L is the style, is the type of marble that you see. It's pretty common. I installed the actual tile, so I have to check this stuff out.
Hey, let's get an email here from Wes in Pennsylvania. Get a lot of emails and calls from Pennsylvania area. This is pretty general. Like he sent a couple pictures in, as you can see there. But what's the best way to repair this old plaster wall? And Joe, working with plasters, a little bit like working with drywall.
That's right.
But that finish, that final finish, is what can be tricky to a lot of people.
Yeah, it can, especially a really old finish. And if it makes it really difficult to match it exactly. But yeah, you can repair cracks, not unlike drywall, with you know, joint compound over paper tape. But the first thing you have to do with plaster is to rake out or scratch out the crack. And the easiest thing to use is just a can opener, you know, the pointed tip of a can opener. And you scrape it out. And what you're doing is you're widening that gap, that little crack, you're widening it into a V-shaped gap. A V-shape opening to hold more compound. And so I would scrape it out, you know, make it, you know, at least a quarter inch wide or so, vacuum it really well, clean the surface all around the crack with a damp towel just to remove any dust. And then you can use joint compound, or they do make, I think it's DAP and some other companies as well, they make something called a patching plaster. Or better yet, they make one, Danny, it's called Elasto Patch, like elastic.
Yeah.
And that will expand and contract a little bit. So, and you can find that's only like, I think, $8 or $9 for a tub of this stuff. And it goes a long way, by the way. So I might start with like the Elasto Patch and see if you like that. And then, of course, you finish, you prime it and paint it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you have the paint to match the wall. And as we say, with every paint repair, don't just paint the repair areas. Spread the paint out, you know, at least a couple of feet in each direction. If it's a small enough wall, I'd do the whole wall because it's going to be hard to match the paint, right?
So, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, you can use this patching plaster or the Elasto patch.
There you go. So hopefully that will help you out on that project. Wes, let's go to Chris in Virginia. Send us an email. You can send us one as well. todayshomeowner.com/ask. So Chris says, while listening to you and Joe last weekend on WCHV, my wife suggested I contact you about our concrete patio. The patio is about 16 by 20 feet and presumably is equipped with steel reinforcement of some kind. It's finished with stamped concrete that looks like slate. The problem is that the center of the slab has become depressed by about 3/8 of an inch, and now rainwater puddles on the surface and then leaves behind algae stains and other debris. Two contractors suggested injecting polyurethane foam through a series of small diameter holes to raise the surface. But my engineering sense tells me to be ultra cautious when trying to bend concrete because it'll cause cracking. So what do you suggest to repair the patio? Well, Chris, you're thinking along the right lines, and you know, one of the challenges in repairing concrete and certainly raising concrete is other cracking can occur. So often there will be minor hairline cracks that you may or may not even be able to see, but you start moving that concrete around in somewhat of a radical fashion with the foam that they pump underneath it. You know, you just don't know. I mean, it's probably no one can conclusively tell you, but the guys that do it all the time can probably give you a pretty good expectation of exactly what it'll look like and if they'll be able to do it, and of course provide you a cost of it. So I would get a couple of those guys out there, Chris, and see if you can't you know, get their opinion on, will they be able to lift it up, what'll it look like, well, you know, because you also have to deal with all of the holes that will be in the surface that you'll have to patch in some manner. But Joe, you know, I've seen, you know, it just seems like there's so many companies out there that are doing the injections, but I never have actually been there and watched it myself. I think that would be something I'd be very interested in, maybe even capture the whole thing and tape it for our television show.
Yeah, well, first of all, it is very visual. It would look great on TV. I've seen it done, but that's usually for a whole section of slab, ordinarily a driveway, that has sunken. Not an entire driveway, just a section has sunken down. But this sounds like there's just a depression from when they poured this patio in the middle. So you can't just raise the middle. I mean, you'd raise the whole patio, but that wouldn't get rid of it. So I think, you know, we've talked about recap. This might be a good way to fill that space with an underlayment, then pour recap over it. Because if you just fill that space and level that out, you're going to see this big round circle of fresh concrete or cement in the middle. So, you know, maybe you need to just fill that space and then resurface the whole patio.
Yeah, you'd pretty much have to do the whole patio because if you already stamped. You know, I used to love that stamped concrete, but boy, more you look at it, it really does most of the time, it does fade pretty bad. And
the color,
you know, inconsistently, it seems like, you know, wherever it gets the most rain or most sun or whatever, it starts kind of fading out a little bit. And so I don't know if they've improved that over the years or if that's just a poor job originally.
Right.
I don't know. But I don't know. I've seen some very nice looking jobs that they have the finish on it that, you know, kind of enhances it a good bit and really keeps it looking good for a lot longer.
Yeah, sometimes with stained concrete, it depends on whether they put the dye in the concrete mix in the truck or if they just sprinkle it on top.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the importance of sealing shower grout. Tile is waterproof, grout is not. You can make it, you can make your shower last for a long, long time. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, do you currently receive our Today's Homeowner e-newsletter? We certainly would love to send it to you free of charge. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and you'll receive some current seasonal information straight from us to you each week. So go there right now. todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Right now we're going to head to Tennessee. Jill is on the line. Jill, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there with the shower.
Hi, thank you. We got a new build and everything. We want to steal the shower. It's all tile and it's about 10 feet high. At all the different varieties of products, I wasn't certain as far as which sealer to use.
Okay. All right. Well, great idea. And you'll be glad that you did. It certainly will make it last a lot longer, look a lot better for a lot longer. And of course, no matter how new it is, the first step is for it to be nice and clean. I would recommend some of our products from the Custom Building Products, a company that's been around a long, long time, the kind of material that a lot of the pros use. And you'll see at custombuildingproducts.com, or you can go right to Home Depot. They have all of their products. And get a good grout cleaner. That's the first thing, is to get it nice and clean. Make sure you follow the instructions on drying time. And then they also have a clear sealer that you can use and an applicator. And I would recommend getting a little applicator because it makes it a lot easier. And, of course, my buddy Joe here wrote a fantastic tile book. And, Joe, what other tips do you have for Jill in making sure she gets the grout sealed like she should?
Well, yeah, Jill, Danny's right. The first thing is to clean it really well and let it dry. You know, mm-hmm. If you want to speed it up, you can use a hair dryer to dry it off, that kind of thing. But you want it really dry. And it's a little painstaking because you're only sealing the grout joint. So it's a little, I usually use, if I buy some sealer, first you want to buy the very best sealer you can afford. Don't buy any really inexpensive, get a whole gallon of stuff for a couple of bucks because it's going to be so thinned out. It's not going to provide much protection. You're going to have to reapply it like every month. So, you know, open up your wallet and spend, you know, a good amount. It could be, depending on the size of the bottle, it might be $20, but you don't want to keep doing this and you want to protect that grout. And Custom Building Products has a line of sealers. It's called, the product is called Tile Lab, L-A-B, Tile Lab. Is the name of the company. And they have a sealer, and it has actually a built-in applicator brush on the top of the bottle. What I usually do is I buy it in a jug, and I just, a small bottle, and I just use an artist brush, which is another way to do it, like has a really narrow, maybe eighth inch or 3/16th inch wide bristle. And I use that to apply it because you don't want to get a lot of this on the tile itself. I'm not really sure why, if it's glazed tile, I don't know what the issue is, but most sealers say don't get a lot of it on the tile itself. Read the directions, but try Tile Lab sealer.
I've seen things where like they were a couple $100, and I was like, oh shoot, I don't know which one to get.
Yeah, well, a couple $100, you'd probably get a gallon of the stuff or more, and you're certainly not going to need that. That's why this comes in 6 ounces, because 6 ounces, you'd be surprised. You can
it goes a long way.
It's basically like water. I mean, it's very thin, like water almost.
Okay, great. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and take the and read the directions about a second coat, because a second coat will add more protection, of course, but you have to do it exactly when they tell you to do it. And depending on the manufacturer, sometimes they can do it immediately. Sometimes you have to wait a day or a week or whatever. So just check that as well.
Okay. All right,
Jill. Good luck.
All right, Jill, best of luck to you. Thank you very much. Now, we encourage you to give us a call here on Today's Homeowner, 800-946-4420. Anybody that gets on the air and talks with us during the month of December will receive a collector's edition 25-year hat. It's not a 25-year-old hat. It's a 20. celebration of our 25th anniversary of us being on national television for that long, and we have these really cool silver hats. You'll want to have one, so make sure you give us a call and get on the show. 800-946-4420.
If you have the hat from the first season, though, it would be 25 years old.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, we didn't. I don't think we even had hats back. Well, I don't know. I do have one. I remember now. I have a blue one with red writing. I don't know where that thing is.
Go.
It's probably hanging up out in my workshop there next to my Little League baseball hat that I have.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. I'll have to send you a picture of that.
I'd like to see
Put it on my head. It looks like a little beanie up there on top of my head.
What was the name of your Little League team?
The Angels, the Citizens State Bank Angels.
Yeah, you're like 8 or 9 years old. There wasn't an angel on the whole team. Who was
that kid? Exactly right. Exactly. Well, that was the irony of it.
Our little league, they had the major leagues and the minor leagues. So when you first start, I think you're 8 or 9 years old, you're in the minor leagues. But the sponsors were the same. They would sponsor. So mine was the Conley Lumber Beavers. There's a team in town. There's a company in town my dad had an account with called Colony Lumber. This was long before Home Depot. And so we were the Beavers, the Conley Lumber Beavers. I always remember that. I thought that was the greatest name.
pretty good. Hey, coming up, we've got Simple Solution Time. Joe's got another great one for us. You're going to want to hear it. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight Bond Sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Okay, it's simple solution time. Joe, you always have a great little nugget of information for us and always seems to hit, you know, very timely. So what do you have this week?
All right, well, this simple solution nugget is how to wind nylon string back onto the spool. When you buy them, they usually come on a spool. And the one that I bought, it actually has a handle and like this little plastic spool, and it spins on the handle, which makes it really easy to pull the string out. And why do you use string? It's typically sold as Mason's line because Masons use it to stretch out the string so the brick walls and block walls are perfectly straight. But you know, you can use it for any number of things. Whenever you have to align like a fence post and a long stretch of fence, you want to make sure all the posts are in line, you stretch this string. And this spool makes it really easy to get the line off, but it doesn't help you at all to get the line back on. You usually have to wind it by hand. What happens when you wind it by hand, unless you're really careful, and it's hard to be really careful with this because you're trying to speed it up and do it quickly, you overload one side of the spool and then the line falls off and you get this big tangled mess. And you know, and if it starts getting knotted, you basically just have to throw it away or cut it out. So here's a simple solution. What you do is you take a screw and drive it into the end of this spool that spins on the handle, right? You just drive in just a drywall screw, drive it in, leave it sticking out about an inch or so. Then you take the screw head and you chuck it into a drill. And so now you're just using the drill, but when you squeeze the trigger, of course, the screw's jammed into this spool, so it'll spin the spool. And with the other hand, you can just very easily guide the string. And you want to go back and forth, so you load it on evenly. And if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution, you'll see a video of me demonstrating this technique. And I think I let out about 60 feet of line in this, Danny, 60 or 70 feet of line. And I wound it onto the spool. And I don't know, if it took 10 seconds, it was a lot of time. And it was on perfect. So try that next time. And check out this video because it is pretty cool to see how quickly and easily that works.
And as we mentioned earlier in the show, you know, Mason string is something that you just can use for so many different things, whether you're landscaping or laying bricks or just about anything. So that's another good one. And we'll always remind you that you can go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions, see over 550 video versions of the simple solutions. Also, while you're there at todayshomeowner.com, find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show in your area. This is our 25th season. We're putting out some fantastic shows. And the show that you'll be able to see this week is called A More Inviting Entrance. And I remember taping this a few months ago, and the entrance to this house was kind of unorthodox, kind of a weird thing, and not very attractive. Had all kinds of problems with, mismatched concrete and just piles of dirt. And it just, they didn't know what to do. And so we guided them, helped them out a little bit. Chelsea had some fantastic ideas. Did a lot of repairs to the concrete. So if you've got an ugly slab anywhere around the outside of your home, you need to check out this episode because we do all the repairs. We put an epoxy paint on it. Then we stenciled it. If you've seen the stenciling before, pretty amazing. We did it on a show last year. We got so much response from it. We decided to do it again. This turned out even better. Also, we added a water feature. You ever wanted to put a water feature on the wall? It's amazing how quick and easy it is, and the tranquility that comes along with that bubbling water is pretty cool as well. So check it out. Again, go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. Joe, I don't know if you've ever done any of that stenciling, but it's amazingly easy. It's beautiful. It's heck, it's even therapeutic. I mean, it is just really a great looking floor. And you know, you buy essentially, you can buy just one. You don't have to buy stencils for the entire space that you're working with. You buy just one, and you use it, put the paint on it, pull it off, clean the paint off the back of it, and just keep going. It's always great to have, you know, someone helping you on something like that. Hey, that's going to wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you were able to spend some of your busy holiday weekend with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for spending some of your busy weekend with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.